Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break Italian Magazine, Season 1, Episode 9. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti, io sono Francesca.
Come stai, Francesca?
Sto bene, Mark, grazie.
Stai tu? Meglio adesso?
Sto meglio, sì. Sono stata un po' ammalata, un po' raffreddata. Con un po' di influenza.
Il cambio di stagione, no?
Sì, il famoso cambio di stagione.
Ma adesso stai meglio?
Sto meglio, sì, e anche un bel mazzo di fiori che è arrivato a casa mia mi ha aiutata a stare meglio.
Allora, siamo contenti.
Bene, grazie.
Francesca, mi ha aiutata. Is that a nice preceding direct object there that's encouraging us to make our past participle agree?
See, but this is actually very interesting. If the direct object is me, ti, ci, or vi, then the agreement is optional. I could have also said mi ha aiutato.
Right, so mi ha aiutato.
Sì.
Or mi ha aiutata.
Sì.
If I were saying it, I would obviously say mi ha aiutato, because
sì.
The mi is masculine. But in your case, the me is feminine and you've got that option to agree it.
But it's optional. I could have said mi ha aiutato. It's only compulsory with lo, la, li, and le.
Okay, a grammar lesson in the first minute and a half of this podcast. That's not bad going.
È vero, sì. Ma tu invece, Mark, come stai?
Sto bene, un po' stanco.
Un po' stanco, immagino.
Sono appena tornato dagli Stati Uniti.
Sì.
Ci sono stato per lavoro.
Ovviamente.
Un paio di riunioni a New York e poi una conferenza,
una
si
conferenza,
dice.
Sì.
Una conferenza a Boston.
Sì.
Boston mi è piaciuta molto,
immagino.
È una città bellissima.
Sì.
E poi se abbiamo qualche ascoltatore
sì.
a Boston...
Beh, fatecelo sapere.
Sì. È una città bellissima. Avete una città bellissima.
Che fortuna.
Well, we are now at episode 9 of the
sì.
Coffee Break Italian podcast. 9 episodes in a 10-episode series. Next time we've got the final episode in this series. But we've covered so many topics, so many interesting things.
Sì, well, I hope that was the idea.
The idea,
quella era l'idea di portare, diciamo, un pizzico d'Italia nelle case dei nostri ascoltatori, vero?
Un pizzico, che bella parola.
Ti piace
sì.
Un pizzico?
Vuol dire a pinch.
A pinch. pinch. Sì, sì, è una parola, infatti è una parola molto importante per l'episodio di oggi, perché appunto vi parlerò di una ricetta.
Ah, ho già l'acquolina in bocca. Spero si tratti di pasta.
No, Mark, mi dispiace, niente pasta.
Ma sai, questo venerdì, il 25 di ottobre,
okay,
è il giorno internazionale della pasta.
Ah, non lo sapevo, che interessante.
Sì. Dobbiamo tutti mangiare della pasta.
Sì, faremo questo sforzo terribile.
Ma non, oggi non c'è pasta.
Oggi non parliamo di pasta, ma ti prometto che non ti deluderò.
Va bene, ok. Allora, I hope that all our listeners are getting ready with their wee jotters.
Sì, importante.
To write down a recipe, una ricetta.
Sì.
La ricetta di Francesca,
okay,
oggi.
Va ok, va bene.
As usual, we're going to begin with the text. Francesca will read the text and then we'll talk about the vocabulary in the text. Now, it's a recipe, so there's a little bit of technical vocabulary in here, but I'm sure you'll all follow this very easily. Allora, Francesca.
Ok. Oggi parliamo della panissa, un piatto a base di riso, tipico della provincia di Vercelli, in Piemonte, non lontano dalla città dove sono nata io, Biella. A Vercelli, e più in generale al confine tra Piemonte e Lombardia, si trova una vasta superficie di terra dedicata alla risicoltura, cioè la coltivazione del riso. Infatti, sapevate che l'Italia è il maggiore produttore di riso in Europa? Incredibile, vero? Ma, come promesso, ecco la nostra ricetta. Gli ingredienti che vi servono per 4 persone sono 300 g di fagioli freschi, 350 g di riso arborio o gigante, 70 g di burro, 1,5 litri di brodo di carne, mezza cipolla tritata, 50 g di salsiccia, un bicchiere di vino, olio, sale e pepe. Allora, innanzitutto, la notte prima mettete a bagno i fagioli, così diventeranno morbidi. Lavate bene i fagioli, scolateli e poi fateli bollire nel brodo di carne a fuoco lento per circa 30 minuti. Attenzione, i fagioli devono rompersi un pochino, ma non disfarsi completamente. Prendete una padella, scioglietevi il burro e fate soffriggere la cipolla tritata e la salsiccia sbriciolata per 5 minuti. Unite al soffritto il riso e fatelo tostare per qualche minuto. Poi aggiungete il vino che deve sfumare completamente. Fate cuocere il tutto per una ventina di minuti, mescolando con cura e aggiungendo pian piano il brodo. Verso la fine, quando il riso è quasi pronto, aggiungete i fagioli. Regolate di sale e pepe e, se volete, decorate con un po' di prezzemolo. Ah, non dimenticate di accompagnare questo piatto con un buon vino rosso piemontese, magari Barbera, o, per i palati più fini, un pregiato Gattinara. Infatti, come si dice dalle mie parti, il riso nasce nell'acqua e muore nel vino.
Benissimo. Ho veramente già l'acquolina in bocca.
Sì, anch'io.
Sai, dobbiamo fare un video di questo. Tu puoi venire da noi e poi facciamo questo, questo video,
sì,
tutti insieme.
Sì.
Let us know if you'd like to see a video version of this recipe, and Francesca can pop on her chef's hat and we'll make this video a version of this panissa. But we'll see.
L'hai mai provata la panissa?
No, non l'ho mai provato.
Ok, devi tornare in Piemonte allora.
Va bene, va bene. I remember when we were driving up from where were we going? From Milan to Piemonte,
Biella,
to Biella,
sì.
And we drove through all those rice fields.
Sì, sì, è bellissimo.
Amazed.
È un paesaggio molto particolare.
Sì, molto particolare, sì, ma bellissimo.
Perché le risaie sono coperte di acqua, quindi è un po' un paesaggio strano nel periodo in cui c'è l'acqua.
Esatto, esatto. Ah, ok, molto interessante. Adesso parliamo un po' del vocabolario del testo, ok? Is this panisa like a risotto?
It is, okay. yes.
So, and would you say, what's the difference then between risotto and panisa?
It's a type of risotto.
Okay. So let's find out more about panisa.
Ok. Oggi parliamo della panisa, un piatto a base di riso.
So today we're talking about panisa, which is a dish, un piatto, literally a plate, but we say a dish, mm-hmm. Based on rice, a base di riso.
Sì, a rice dish.
A rice-based dish, yeah.
Tipico della provincia di Vercelli in Piemonte.
So it's typical of the region or the province of Vercelli, which is in the region of Piemonte.
Non lontano dalla città dove sono nata io, Biella.
Not far from the town where I was born, Biella.
Sì.
Now, we're back in this region of Italy again. I think we've been there quite a lot this
season. Sì, sì, un po' di promozione della mia terra.
Let's look at this. Dove sono nato io?
Nata, in questo caso, sì. Yeah.
So, dove io sono nato? Si potrebbe dire
sì,
anche questo?
Sì, sì, okay. Sì. In questo caso è un po' più enfatico, dove sono nata io. O a volte è semplicemente normale cambiare la posizione del soggetto in italiano.
Ok, so we could say non lontano dalla città dove sono nata io,
sì.
Sono nato io, mm-hmm. But you could also say dove io sono nato o nata.
Sì, or even dove sono nata.
Yeah, without the
without
io.
Okay. Sì, sì.
So Biella is the città that we're talking about.
A Vercelli e più in generale al confine tra Piemonte e Lombardia.
So in Vercelli and more in general on the border
sì.
Between Piemonte or Piedmont and Lombardy, Lombardia.
Si trova una vasta superficie di terra dedicata alla risicoltura.
There is, literally, it finds itself,
sì.
Si trova. So there is a huge area of land dedicated to risicoltura, and then this is defined.
Cioè la coltivazione del riso.
So I don't know whether we say risiculture or something like that in English, but ultimately it's the the cultivation.
Rice cultivation.
Of rice, yeah, so growing of rice.
Ok. Infatti, sapevate che l'Italia è il maggior produttore di riso in Europa?
In fact, here infatti can mean in fact.
Sì. Yeah,
so in fact, did you know, sapevate, imperfect tense there, that Italy is the greatest producer or the biggest producer of rice in Europe?
Sì. Incredibile, vero?
It's incredible, isn't it? That vero there at the end is very versatile, isn't it? Because it's very versatile, vero.
Vero?
It means, isn't it, or aren't you, or you
sì.
Know, anything basically to confirm that whatever has been said is indeed the case.
Esattamente.
Okay.
Ma come promesso, ecco la nostra ricetta.
But as promised, here is our recipe.
Gli ingredienti che vi servono per quattro persone sono...
So the ingredients which you need, che vi servono,
sì.
Which to you are useful.
Sì, or are needed to
needed,
you, are necessary
yeah.
To you.
For four people are as follows.
300 grammi di fagioli freschi.
So fagioli are beans.
Beans.
Any particular type of beans?
Forse borlotti? Non sono sicura.
Okay.
Dovrei chiedere a mia mamma
okay.
Quali fagioli usa.
Ma sono verdi questi?
No, marroni.
Marroni, so
sì,
there's brown
sì,
beans
sì,
as opposed
sì,
to green beans.
Sì.
Okay. So 300 grams of fresh beans.
350 grammi di riso arborio o gigante.
So 350 grams of arborio or gigante rice. I'm not sure how
it's
you would say that.
It's just the type of rice.
Of rice, okay.
Sì. 70 grammi di burro.
70 grams of butter.
Un litro e mezzo di brodo di carne.
So 1.5 liters of meat broth.
Sì, o stock.
Stock, yes, sì. So stock. And these are these, you can get stock cubes. That,
no!
Oh, mamma mia, okay. This is as bad as the pollo
no,
in a pizza.
No, devi farlo in casa, il brodo,
right, so
con
you
la
need
carne.
To make your own broth with
sì,
the meat in the house.
Sì, importantissimo.
Yeah. Sorry.
Signora Gloria, se sento. Mezza cipolla tritata.
So half an onion, a chopped onion.
Sì. 50 grammi di salsiccia.
50 grams of sausage.
Un bicchiere di vino.
A glass of wine. Would that be bianco o
no,
rosso?
No, rosso.
Rosso, okay.
Sì. Olio.
So oil.
Sale e pepe.
Salt and pepper. So there's all your ingredients.
Sì, abbastanza facili
sì.
Gli ingredienti. Allora, innanzitutto, la notte prima mettete a bagno i fagioli.
So, innanzitutto, I love this word, before everything, it's sì. The very first thing you need to do is sì. La notte prima.
Sì.
No, this is not la prima notte, the
no,
first night.
No.
La notte prima, prima sì. Here means before.
Before.
So, the night before, mettete a bagno I fagioli.
Sì.
So, put in a bath of water.
Sì, soak.
Soak, indeed. The beans. So, mettete a bagno. Mettere a bagno means sì. To soak.
Esatto.
Literally, to put in a bath.
Sì, molto not... poetico.
Yeah. But don't fill your bath with
no,
beans.
No, no. Così diventeranno morbidi.
So this way they will become morbid?
No, questo è un false friend.
Absolutely. So they'll become soft.
Soft. Soft, sì, sì.
Okay.
Lavate bene I fagioli.
So wash well the beans.
Scolateli.
I'm not sure what that means.
Scolare. Scolare significa to drain, importantissimo per la pasta.
Of course.
Scolare la pasta.
Okay, so to drain, scolateli.
Sì.
So a nice direct object pronoun going on the end there of our imperative.
Sì.
So scolate is drain, sì. The plural form, but then the li at the end is referring to I fagioli.
I fagioli, so we avoid the repetition.
So drain them.
E poi fateli bollire.
And then make them boil.
Sì.
So we've got that li again, referring back to the fagioli. And fate is just from fare. So make them boil
sì.
Or boil them.
Boil them in English, probably.
Yeah.
Fateli bollire nel brodo di carne a fuoco lento.
So boil them in the meat broth. Could you say broth here or would it have to be stock?
I think it would be stock when you talk about brodo di carne.
Okay.
Sì.
So if you're having a plate of soup that is brodo, pastine in brodo, for
aha.
Example, that for me would be broth.
Broth.
So when you eat it, it's broth, but when it's used for cooking, it's stock, perhaps?
Probably. I've never thought of that.
I'm not a cook.
Adoro la pastina in brodo.
Anch'io.
Ah, la domenica sera.
La signora Gloria anche.
Sì, con le stelline.
Sì.
Okay, andiamo
yeah,
avanti.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what we've got to do here is boil the beans in the brodo di carne, in
sì.
The meat stock.
A fuoco lento per 30 minuti.
On a slow heat
sì.
For 30 minutes.
Esatto. Attenzione, I fagioli devono rompersi un pochino.
So watch out, because these beans have to break up a little.
Sì, ma non disfarsi completamente.
But not dissolve completely.
Sì. Prendete una padella.
So take a...
Pan.
Scioglietevi
il burro.
Sciogliere is to melt.
Sì, bravissimo.
Okay, so melt... the butter. Now, scioglietevi. Why are you melting it to yourself?
No, it's not to yourself. Vi
ah,
is like a more formal chi.
Oh my
so
goodness
So melt
me.
There the butter,
wow.
Meaning in the pan.
That's impressive. I thought you were melting it to yourself.
No,
like
no.
Mangiarvi,
no,
something
no,
like that.
No,
eating
nothing
it all up.
To do with the you plural.
Right.
So it's like a formal way to say chi, meaning there, to replace in the pan, nella padella.
So could we say here, prendete una padella, scioglieteci.
Sì,
that
sì.
Works. It's not something we've got to change for sound.
But V sounds better because it's written Italian.
Okay.
It's, a, let's say, a formal situation
yeah.
Because it's
a recipe. Yeah.
So it sounds a little bit better.
So there you have it. That's why there's a V in there. Scioglietevi il burro.
Sì.
Melt the butter.
E fate soffriggere la cipolla tritata e la salsiccia sbriciolata per 5 minuti.
Right, so we've got some technical terms in here.
Sì.
Soffriggere.
Soffriggere is a key term in Italian,
uh-huh.
In Italian cooking. Soffriggere is frying, but
uh-huh.
Very, very slowly.
Okay.
And it's usually with onions, carrots and celery. It's the base of every Italian recipe.
Right.
Il soffritto.
Sì. Okay, so it's not just friggere.
No, no.
To fry, but soffriggere.
Soffriggere. It's like frying very, very slowly without
okay.
Burning things,
right.
Obviously.
Okay, good. So what we have to do is soffriggere.
Sì. Untranslatable.
Slow fry, yeah. The chopped onion
sì.
And the sausage.
Sì.
Sbricolata.
Sbriciolata.
Oh, sbriciolata, sorry.
Sì. Crumbled.
Crumbled, yep.
Sì, in small pieces.
For 5 minutes.
Esatto. Unite al soffritto il riso.
So literally unite to the fried mixture, the rice.
Sì.
So you put the rice into the mixture.
Sì. E fatelo tostare per qualche minuto.
And toast it for some minutes.
Sì.
Now, just to be clear here, this is the rice that is raw. It's not boiled or anything.
No, you don't have to boil it.
Yeah.
No.
So the rice is going straight into the mixture and it's being toasted for a few minutes.
Poi aggiungete il vino che deve sfumare completamente.
And then you need to add the wine which has to, what's the word?
Simmer. To reduce.
Reduce, that's the word, yeah, that was what I was looking for. It has to reduce completely.
Fate cuocere il tutto per una ventina di minuti.
So, bake the whole thing, cook the whole thing
don't
even.
Don't
bake. Cook the whole thing for about 20 minutes.
Sì. Mescolando con cura.
Is it mixing it carefully?
E mescolare is to stir.
Okay, so mischiare is to stick, to mix.
To mix, sì.
Okay, so stir, mescolare. Mm-hmm. So carefully stirring it.
Sì, e aggiungendo pian piano il brodo.
And gradually adding the broth.
Or the stock. Verso la fine.
Towards the end.
Quando il riso è quasi pronto.
When the rice is almost ready.
Aggiungete i fagioli.
Add the beans.
Regolate di sale e pepe.
So season with salt and pepper.
E se volete decorate con un po' di prezzemolo.
And if you want, decorate it with a little prezzemolo.
Sì.
What's prezzemolo?
Prezzemolo, parsley.
I could have guessed that because that's what you would always decorate with.
Sì, sì.
I've never heard that word before though.
No?
Prezzemolo.
Prezzemolo. You know, we use the word prezzemolo in Italian to describe a person who is everywhere, diciamo, oh, è come il prezzemolo. It means you can find this person everywhere you go.
Right.
This person would be there because prezzemolo is in
everywhere.
All the dishes.
I like it. So does it mean that he's everywhere or she's everywhere in the sense of they turn up everywhere, they're following you?
It's slightly negative.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you go somewhere and that person would be there, person who doesn't miss anything.
Ah, right.
But it's slightly negative.
Okay, let's move on.
Ok. Non dimenticate di accompagnare questo piatto con un buon vino rosso piemontese.
So don't forget to accompany this dish with a good red piemontese wine.
Sì. Magari Barbera.
Perhaps Barbera.
O per i palati più fini.
Or for finer palates.
Sì. Un pregiato Gattinara.
So pregiato.
It means of very high quality.
Okay, so a Gattinara, a very high quality Gattinara wine.
Sì. Infatti, come si dice dalle mie parti.
In fact, as they say in my parts where I live.
Il riso nasce nell'acqua e muore nel vino.
So rice is born in water and dies in wine.
Sì.
Excellent. Okay, well, we know now how to make
this panissa,
this risotto dish, and we'll certainly have a go at making that. And maybe we will try and make a video at some point of this dish. Francesca's making faces here. We'll stop there for just a moment. Now, if you would like to get more out of the Coffee Break Italian magazine, then you may be interested in signing up for the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. For each episode of the magazine, we also provide a transcript with lesson notes, vocabulary lists, and exercises to help you get the most out of this course. Head over to coffeebreakacademy.com for more information.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. We are now going to move into the part of the show where the Coffee Break Italian listener becomes the star of the show. And this week's star, la stella di questa settimana è Donna.
Donna, sì.
Ciao a tutti, io sono Donna, abito a New York. Grazie molte per tutti. La mia domanda grammaticale riguarda la differenza tra potere e riuscire. Ad esempio, dico... Non ho potuto trovare la farmacia o non sono riuscita a trovare la farmacia. Ecco un altro esempio. Non posso mangiare o non riesco a mangiare. Grazie ancora. E non vedo l'ora for Coffee Break Season 3. Ciao.
Grazie, Donna. Thank you for a very good question. It is tricky to know the difference between riuscire and potere because they can be very similar.
Sì, ha ragione, Donna. Un'ottima domanda. I think the confusion around these two verbs comes from the fact that learners think that can is always translated as potere, mm-hmm. and at times we forget about riuscire.
Absolutely. So will we look at some examples?
Sì, sì. When we're talking about the ability or the possibility of doing something, the choice often lies between potere and riuscire, and we need to know which one we want to choose. The main difference, I would say, between potere and riuscire is the following. Potere is the ability or not of doing something, dictated by external factors or other people as
okay.
well.
Okay.
While riuscire is the ability or not, again, of doing something. And this depends on who is performing the action, not by external factors.
Okay, so this is getting a little complicated. Let's uh-huh. look at some examples, which I think will help to explain.
And I think I just forgot to say, riuscire is often linked to the idea of a physical or mental effort okay. involved in the action. I'll give you an example.
Okay,
thanks. Examples always help. If I say... let me think. Non posso aprire la porta.
Okay, I can't open the door.
The idea is that I'm not allowed or it's forbidden.
Okay, so you wouldn't say non posso aprire la porta when you are unable to open it because it's too heavy or something like that.
In that case, you would probably say non riesco aprire la porta because
okay.
there is the idea that I'm trying, but the door is too heavy or I'm not strong enough or I don't know how to open doors in general.
Okay, that makes sense.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, so you're not managing physically
exactly.
to open the door in that
to manage
case.
Probably is yep. the verb that in English helps you to mm-hmm. understand the difference between the two.
Could we also think of it to succeed?
To succeed.
Yeah, so sì. I can't succeed sì. In opening. I'm not sì. Succeeding in opening this door because I'm too weak or
sì,
something like
esatto.
that. Whereas non posso because I'm not allowed.
Allowed, yeah. sì. Okay. Maybe you are able to open it, mm-hmm. but it's forbidden.
It's forbidden, okay.
I'll give you another example.
Okay.
If I say posso bere alcolici.
So I can drink alcoholic drinks.
Sì, esatto. It means... I'm allowed, I have the permission of
permission
my parents,
okay.
I'm old enough.
Mm-hmm.
But if I say, riesco a bere alcolici...
So that means that you can drink alcoholic drinks because you're strong enough to cope with the effects of the alcohol.
Esatto, okay. Esatto.
Right. So if we made that negative and you said non posso bere alcolici, you would be saying there that you're not allowed, you've not got the permission to drink alcohol.
Esatto.
But if you say non riesco a bere alcolici, it means that
you don't
it's
like
not really
them.
A good idea.
Sì, or, esatto.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, one more example.
Yeah, please.
Se dico, Mark, non posso dirtelo.
I can't tell you because I'm not allowed to tell you.
Sì, okay. Sì. But if I say, Mark, non riesco a dirtelo.
There, you can't really find the words.
Esatto. Okay. Sì, I would like to tell you, but I cannot find the right words.
Okay.
Or it's too painful, or it saddens me,
right,
so non riesco a dirtelo. Maybe because it's bad news.
Yep. So again, if we think of it, this idea, if you can replace the I can with I'm managing or I'm succeeding in doing something, then that's where you would really use riuscire.
Esatto.
Okay.
And it's important to remember also the structure. Potere is followed by the infinitive.
Yep.
Non posso aprire la porta. Mm-hmm. Riuscire is followed by a plus the infinitive. Non riesco a or ad aprire la porta.
Okay, Francesca, I'm thinking about this ability to do things.
Sì.
And whether it's an ability because you've got permission or an ability to achieve something or succeed in doing something. What about sapere?
Ah, bravo, Mark. Because at times we need to choose between the three options we have. We also have sapere as a possible translation of can. And sapere normally implies some sort of skills,
okay.
Acquired skills. So let me give you three examples. If
okay.
I say... Non posso guidare.
So there you don't have permission to drive.
Sì,
or perhaps you've not got a license.
Esatto.
Okay.
Se dico non riesco a guidare.
In that situation, you're not succeeding in driving because perhaps you're too tired
So I have my driving license, but in this very moment I'm too tired uh-huh. or this car... It's too big for me.
Okay.
So
it's not an automatic or something like that.
Sì. But if you say non so guidare,
it means you've never learned.
Aha, you don't have the skills, the driving skills.
Okay. Francesca, I'm thinking back to season one of Coffee Break Italian when we talked about perhaps visiting the pharmacy and saying I can't talk or I can't sleep. And I think then we used potere.
Potere, sì.
Tell us more.
Sì. I think at the time we decided to use potere because it's a simpler verb mm-hmm. in terms of structure and pronunciation, while riuscire it's a bit harder to use for beginners.
Yep.
And it's probably not the best option because when you say non riesco a respirare, it's like, you're not managing mm-hmm. to breathe instead of
somebody
you're not
you
allowed
not to, breathe.
to breathe. But the meaning comes across anyway.
Of course.
So it's not really a mistake. It's just to make things easier for beginners.
Yep. So that's why we went with potere back in season one. Non posso at that stage was much easier to cope with than non riesco,
riesco a.
Especially because riesco is actually quite a tricky verb
to pronounce
as well. And again, if you went into a pharmacy and you said non posso respirare,
it's 100%
I think it's
clear.
exactly clear, as opposed to someone is telling you, please don't breathe.
Sì.
Okay, thank you, Donna, for this
Grazie.
Question, because it's a really good question to allow us to bring in potere and riuscire and also sapere as a little bonus for Donna too. Now, if you have a question like Donna, then you can let us know. You can call our voicemail line in the UK. It's 0141 416 6880. In the US, it's 347 474 6880. And in Australia, it's 0872 00 6880. And you can also just head to coffeebreakquestions.com and leave your question there. And we look forward to answering your question in a future episode. Allora, Francesca. Tutto bene?
Tutto bene, sì. Ho fame, ovviamente.
Anch'io. Ma adesso non possiamo mangiare.
Oh, non riusciamo a mangiare.
No, sempre riesco a mangiare io.
Ok, è l'ora della ciliegina sulla torta?
Sì, vero.
Sì, e visto che abbiamo parlato di una ricetta, mm-hmm. Ho pensato che se preparate la panissa per la prima volta, non dovete preoccuparvi perché sicuramente andrà tutto bene.
Ok.
Touch wood,
yeah, ok.
Questa è la ciliegina sulla torta di oggi. Come si dice touch wood in italiano?
Si dice toccare ferro, no?
Bravissimo.
Non è il legno, ma il ferro.
Esatto,
so
esatto.
You don't touch wood in Italian, you touch iron.
Sì, questo perché nel passato molte persone toccavano un ferro di cavallo.
Oh, like a horseshoe.
Esatto, uh-huh. Perché pensavano che tenesse lontano la sfortuna.
So they thought that the bad luck was far
kept
away.
Was sì.
Kept away, okay.
By
yeah.
the horseshoe.
By the horseshoe, right.
Così il materiale di cui è fatto, il ferro, mm-hmm. appunto, continua ad essere considerato anche oggi un elemento che protegge dagli eventi negativi. Per questo diciamo toccaferro.
Toccaferro, okay. So let's just explain this. So we were talking about when you're going to make the panissa, hopefully
sì.
everything will turn out right.
Sì.
And tocchiamo ferro.
Tocchiamo ferro.
So let's touch wood or touch
sì.
iron, literally.
Sì.
And people believed that it was actually touching a horseshoe that gave you the luck,
sì.
Because that kept away the bad things.
Sì.
But the iron that was used to make the horseshoes continues to be considered an important element to help you protect yourself from bad
sì,
things.
Sì, sì, esatto, perfetto.
Va bene, ok. Allora, that is it for this episode. We'll be back soon with the final episode in this series for the Coffee Break Italian magazine. But between now and then, maybe you'd like to check out the full version of the Coffee Break Italian magazine, which provides the transcript for each episode, along with vocabulary and exercises to help you understand everything that's covered. And it's very useful to be able to read the transcript, especially when Francesca and I blether away in Italian. And that will help you understand everything because there's vocabulary and explanations there.
Exactly, Mark. And when you're not listening to Coffee Break Italian, you can still practice your Italian with our regular posts on social media. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break Italian. We are at Learn Italian on Twitter, and you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Esatto. Ok, thank you, grazie mille e alla prossima.
Sì, buon appetito a tutti, ciao.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.